The World Health Organization says society worldwide will experience major changes, with 20% of the population older than 60. The report urges governments to have policies that permit older people to participate more in society. Dr. Margaret Chan is the WHO's Director General. Today, most people, even in the poorest countries, are living longer lives. But this is not enough. We need to ensure these extra years are healthy, meaningful, and dignified. Achieving this will not just be good for older people, it will be good for society as a whole, Dr. Chan said. The report says that some older people are experiencing longer and healthier lives. However, those people are likely to live in richer countries. In 2006, there were 50 million older adults in the Americas. That number is expected to double by 2025. By the year 2050, 1 in 4 people in the Americas will be over 60. Globally, 1 in 5 people will be over 60. Carissa Etienne is a director at the WHO's Regional Office for the Americas. She says that longer lives will require health and social systems that provide care for older people. In her words, our health and social systems are not ready to provide independent living and long-term care for those who need it. The WHO report says older people make many important contributions to families and communities. It suggests that these contributions are greater than the costs of providing elders with more health services. The report says societies need to adjust to an aging population. Communities need to become friendlier to older people. This means improving security for elders and preventing social isolation and loneliness. Health systems need to better serve older people. Systems need to provide more long-term care for conditions common in older age. Governments also need to develop long-term care systems that ensure people live their later years with dignity. The report says that especially women, who are often the main caregivers for older family members, need more support and resources. I'm Ashley Thompson.